Yo, what up, street talk, street vlogs, ASMR talks, listen to the sound. Okay, so some thoughts. Content marketing 101, etc. So, I actually don't like the notion of cool content. It's like I'm content creator, content marketing. It's kind of a disrespectful way to refer to what you create. Content, I guess content is like what something contains. But anyways, like, I think the best way to think about content is, you know, they create that, like, I mean, I don't think it was true, but that thing of like,
this is good. Bill Bukovita.
Ooh, wow. Nice. So yeah, I think, you know, that viral thing on the interwebs, the what, pink content, the pink sludge that made the chicken McNuggets. I think it was fake, but that's kind of the general gist I get. So what is the role of content marketing, the future of AI, blah, blah, blah. So first and foremost, just like, honestly, it's like, what is the future going to look like without quote-unquote content marketing or advertisements? And I think OpenAI ChatGPT has a good solution. The general idea is, I think the future is going to be subscription models rather than advertisements. Okay, first and foremost, ain't nobody like ads, right? Like, just think about it this way, right? If you're a Google engineer, if you work for the YouTubies, the question I want to posit is, do you have Google Chrome? Do you have an ad blocker on Google? Like, this is a question you got to ask every single person who works at Google, right? It's like, do you use Google Chrome? Most likely, yes. And the second question is, do you use the ad blocker? Use the ad blocker at home, right? I can guarantee you. And also the second question is, just ask somebody, right? What do you really do when you turn on Google Incognito? Just be the ultimate troll. All right, anyways. So, yeah, ChatGPT Plus, well, only $20 a month. It's a steal of a... Like, you have the most incredible digital tool known to man, in my opinion. Like, what? It's only $20 a month? That's like 80 cents a day. That's crazy. It's a good idea. So like, for example, let's say I want to Google a instant pot lamb shank recipe, right? And you ever like Google something and it's just like, yeah, scroll is like, so what is the history of lamb shank? What is like, not fucking like, I want to read the goddamn recipe, not like all this nonsensical jargon and filler. And so, I mean, I done mastered SEO. SEO stands for search engine optimization. It's not even search engine optimization. It's like Google optimization, I suppose. But the general germ and the general gist of it is, oh, I love the sun. So the general gist and the germ of the thought is, typically if you want your, you know, website, your page, your blog post to rank higher, what people do is, they try to beef up the articles, the blog posts or whatever, with all the information on the thing in order to rank higher. It's kind of the general thought. But then the problem is now with, you know, AI assisted writing, it's just too much just too much text. I don't like too much. I want like less text, text minimalism. Just get to the point, cut to the chase, right? That's why the best movies start off with a car chase, right? You just gotta hook them in. So I think the future, this is where video vlogs, YouTubes is interesting, because it's very, very easy to fake written matter. It is very difficult to fake vlogs, videos. I mean, you could like, you could take a video of, you could do a deep fake of Obama, like fake talking about something. Ooh, all the shiny colors. Son loves it. You could do a deep fake of like Obama saying some nonsense, right? But you can't really fake a vlogger walking around in some sort of public place talking and stuff, right? And also I think what people don't understand about AI is it simply just draws upon the information which has already been created upon the interwebs, rather than coming up with original thought. It's funny because like even the thought of original is kind of a misnomer too, right? Essentially, AI cannot quote think. It just, like, the best way to think about ChatGPT is that just imagine like a really good Google search. Like Google search that has turned into a chatbot is the best way I can think of it. Yeah. So, actually it's funny too, because I think this is where I think Peter Thiel's a genius. Even he predicted his like 0-1 book, which came out like several years ago. Love the book, highly recommended. Even he predicted back in the day is that the future of, you know, the next big thing is not going to be a search engine. The next big thing is not going to be a social network, but something else. And so almost in some ways, I feel like he low-key predicted AI. Yeah, I think I like AI. The reason I like AI is that I think it's cool and sexy. It's interesting. It's not boring. And people said AI is hype, it's a fad. Nah, bro, it's very important. Cause like, I'll give you some examples. Like methinks, it's very, 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 very easy to use ChatGPT, use some sort of ChatGPT AI, you know, pull out the source code or the GitHub repository, the scripts, whatever. And you could easily, very easily, I'm sure Google is having a headache with this right now too, is, you know, create like a trillion fake Twitter bots, which spew out some sort of propaganda or hate and make it sound really human. And like, you can have a bunch of bots talking to each other, right? Like fake bots and then trying to interact with real pupils. So yeah, just don't trust nothing on the interwebs. Assume everyone's a bot. Assume Eric Kim's a bot. Is EK a bot? The best thing is like, someone's like, is Eric Kim on drugs? I'm like, the only drugs I'm on is black coffee, I guess. Yeah. Eric Kim Omakase coffee. Best coffee on the planet. Okay. That's the first thought. The second thought is, yeah, you can't trust any of the information on the internet, because you just have to assume that it was written by a bot. You have a bunch of bots just, you know, writing a bunch of stuff. And that's where I think, watching videos, video vlogs, blogs, voices, I mean, they could probably even deepfake voices soon too, but just like humans in the flesh, people standing next to each other talking, it seems to be, a much more effective life strategies. And so then the question is like, what is the future of humanity, the planet, etc.? I mean, I think it's like towards health, diet, fitness, exercise, motivation, being outdoors, etc. Even the super, super rich people or successful people or retired folks, what is that people want to do and like to do? People prefer to be, to be in nature, to be out and about, get some nice sun. I have this thought, I call it the 50 mile a day challenge. Apparently, it's probably not true, but apparently bears walk 50 miles a day. Bears walk 50 miles a day. So if a human walked 50 miles a day, how much more could you achieve, do, etc. The upside of quote unquote content marketing, or why do it, is, I mean, I think it's better to put out free information, knowledge and stuff, and then, you know, consult or do other stuff and charge the big bucks for the services, products, etc., rather than trying to nickel and dime everybody on every single small thing. Yeah, people want embodied experience. Like, I think, yeah, my general thought is, it does look like people have quote-unquote Zoom fatigue, which is, yeah, people would not want to be on the Zooms.
Ooh, look at all these cool photo books, or books.
This, like, Arcana place right across the street from me hasn't been, Arcana Books on the Arts hasn't been open yet. Yeah, that actually sucks. Ooh. Ooh, best friend Todd Hyde, too. Keep them books. Yeah, well, a lot of books. Books, some books. EK books. Yeah, I gotta make some more books. Passionless books. It's like, why books are so important? Like, I mean, books ain't perfect either. But the big benefit of books, I mean, the best books are short books, is that when you take a bunch of information and knowledges and you condense it, it's a very, very, very smart idea, because you could, inspire, motivate, and help people via the information. I mean, information is the ultimate scalable solution. Okay, anyway, so some thoughts. A bunch of AI stuff. I actually think that the future of information, knowledge, etc., is actually going to be towards, like, you don't want to make it sound super good. Like, you gotta make it sound more real and human and kind of like gritty, grungy, I suppose, honest. The reason being is that, like, ain't nobody could fake a EK Eric Kim thing, because ain't no chatbot could do it, because, like, real life humans are unpredictable and switch things up, and original thoughts is that, like, if I haven't done written already, the ChatGPT ain't gonna go into my brain and just pull something out of my brain, right? So, for example, like, I know I've memorized so many rap lyrics and thoughts and philosophies in my brain, and if I haven't done said it before, how could ChatGPT pull out my brain, right? Same thing with rap poetry. It is like, I'm so insane, guess from my brain, I can't explain it. And then maybe even there's a good future for mumble rappers, because truth be told, I think art, great art, it's not really about being coherent. It's more about, you know, like, truly expressing what's really on your mind and soul, whatevs. Also, the best way to, I think, about content marketing is, just create the information and knowledge that you wish that you could consume, and don't do it in a way that you don't like reading or consuming. So, and then, yeah, ultimately, I think the advice, knowledge, is wisdoms that you put out. Approach it and treat it like if you could help your 12-year-old self, your 11-year-old self, your 13-year-old self, your 16-year-old self, your 21-year-old self, how would you help yourself for the better?